Yesterday, I was visited by someone I prayed for last month. There was this girl who's pregnant, and yung anak niya sa loob, yung baby sa loob, malikot. Kaya ikot ng ikot yung baby sa tiyan niya. And nung malapit na siyang manganak, the doctor realized that the baby was not in position. Sa sobrang likot ng bata, yung bata ay nakatayo sa loob. Una yung paa. Supposedly, yung ulo dapat nandun na sa puwerta. And so, malapit na siyang manganganak. But still, the child was not in position. So, she asked me if I could pray for her. So, I went to her house. Nandun yung asawa niya. And I prayed for her, lay hands on her, prayed for the child, spoke to the child. Sabi ko sa baby, sabi ko, mag-position ka na. Tulungan mo yung mama mo. And true enough, after we prayed, the following day, she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, your baby is now in position. So, ang bait ng bata, oh, yung baby. So, na-position na yung baby. And while we were there, habang nagpipray kami, I talked to the husband. Kinausap ko yung husband, and you know, I shared with him. Meron na silang dalawang anak. So the third, pangatlo yan. And sabi niya, si misis niya, natural birth lang. All the time, and you know, those things. Then I started to talk about the joy of fatherhood. Why raising the child, yung pagpapalaki ng bata, responsibility talaga ng tatay din, hindi lang nanay. Okay? So it is a teamwork of raising children. Teamwork yan ng tatay at nanay. And I said to him, this is the time that you can really be a father to your children. When they come out of the womb, salubungin mo sila and start taking care of them. Until the day you die, you will always take care of your children. Walang retirements sa pagiging parent. Okay? So, nandun na sila sa doktor, and the doctor said, oh, ready na. The child is in position, due na siya. And she called me up, tumawag siya sa akin, Father, nandito na sa ako sa hospital, and you know, magle-labor na ako and everything. And I said, God be with you. I'll be in prayer for you. And after that, I did not hear from her again. Until yesterday, she came. Dala niya yung dalawang anak niya, yung mga malalaki na. And she told me, sabi niya, Father, na CS ako. Na cesarean siya. Sabi ko, bakit? Ano nangyari? Sabi niya, the child was in position but somehow, hindi gumagalaw yung bata. And finally, the doctor decided na ECS na lang siya. So lumabas yung bata. And I told her, sabi ko, I'm really sorry to hear that. Kasi nung nag-pray tayo, ini-expect ko si Lord na, you know, God would do something. Bubukas lang yung puwerta, lalabas yung bata. The usual thing na ginagawa ng Diyos. Because the second child, ako rin na nagpray sa pangalawang baby niya. Lumabas lang yung baby. And sabi niya sa akin, this time it did not happen that way. Na cesarean ako. But I recovered fast and everything. And sabi niya, just a note, Father, just to tell you the good news, the good side of the story. Sabi niya, when the baby came out for the first time, my husband took care of the baby. First time. Sabi ko, bakit? Ano nangyari? Remember, nakausap mo siya, Father? Yeah, I remember talking to him about taking care of children. He had no choice kasi hindi ako makagalaw. So yung previous children niya, pag lumabas yan, siya nag-aalaga. The husband sleeps at night. Natutulog lang yung asawa. Doesn't do anything. Kaya hirap na hirap siya, hindi sa panganganak, kundi doon sa pag-aalaga ng bata. And nung nasesaryan siya, sabi niya, wala, nakahiga lang ako. My husband has to do everything. And that's the good thing that happened. I've been praying for him to take care of the children. Now, I share that story with you because sometimes we expect God to do something for us. Ang dami nating hinihingi sa Diyos, ang dami nating petition sa Diyos. And do you know that God always answers prayer? He does. Hindi yan maybe or saka na or tingnan ko. God does not do that. Everything that you ask from God is always a yes to God. But how God will answer your prayer does not depend on you. It depends on Him. Kung gaano niya, paano niya sasagutin ang prayer mo. Okay? Our gospel today is a very long story kung babasahin natin, but this is just a portion of that story. The story was about Lazarus, the friend of Jesus. Some people say hindi lang friend si Lazarus, but he is a cousin, pinsan. Okay? And si Lazarus has two sisters, Mary and Martha. We know the story. And this family, si Martha, si Mary, and Lazarus, these are very close to Jesus. Their house, yung bahay nila sa Bethany, is near Jerusalem, malapit lang. And most of the time, doon si Jesus nakatambay sa bahay nila. He hangs out there. He eats there. Sometimes he sleeps there. You know, kagaya rin sa akin, may panahon, some of my friends here in the church would invite me. And sa sobrang haba ng kwentuhan, sabi nila, Father, dito ka na matulog. So wala akong choice, matulog sa bahay nila. And si Jesus ganun din kumakain. Sanay si Lord. They're very close. These three siblings, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus are very close to Jesus. But one day, may sakit si Lazarus and yung sakit niya malubha. And so Martha sent word to Jesus. Jesus was very far away. So pinabalita na lang. Wala pang cellphone noon eh. Pwede sana ma-text lang ni Martha. So si Martha sent word to Jesus to come. Umuwi ka agad, bumalik sa Bethany because Lazarus is very sick. When I say very sick, dying na. And Jesus heard about this. Pero imbis na magmadali si Lord, imbis na magmadali at tumakbo ka agad at pumunta doon, he lingered on and continued to do what he was doing. Okay? Alam natin nangyari. Hindi siya nagmadali. And true enough, nung pumunta na si Jesus sa bahay nila, Martha and Lazarus, Lazarus was already dead. 4 days nang patay si Lazarus. And so when Jesus was approaching Bethany, he was going to go there. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, Martha came out of the house to meet him. Now take note, si Martha, di ba naalala nyo, one time bumisita si Lord sa bahay nila. She was so busy, no time to talk to Jesus. Kasi si Martha palaging busy, busy, busy. Luto, you know, alaga. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There are people who are like that. Okay? And one time, Jesus came to their house and Martha was so busy, her sister Mary sat down to listen to Jesus and you know, sabi ni Jesus, you know, Martha, Martha, masyado kang busy. Look at your sister, she sits here and listening to me, she has done the best part. Okay, we know the story. Parang pinagalitan ni Jesus si Martha kasi paraging busy. But this time when Lazarus died, when Jesus came, Martha was the first one to meet him. Wala si Mary. Mary was at home. Okay, nagmumourn, umiiyak, nagmumukmok. But Martha came out to meet Jesus. This time, silang dalawa ang mag-uusap, hindi si Mary. And you know, when Jesus approached, and eto sabi sa gospel, many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, eto yung interesting. Kasi parang pinagalitan ni Martha si Jesus. You know? And sometimes it's like that. Minsan may mga kaibigan ako, pinapagalitan din ako. Especially pag napaparami na yung kain ko. Someone who are close to me would say, ikaw ha, kain ka ng kain. Pinapagalitan. And so, here comes Martha telling Jesus, you know, sabi niya, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Kung nandito ka lang sana, kung nakaabot ka, kung naabutan mo lang si Lazarus, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. How would Martha know that? Because Martha is someone who knows what Jesus can do. Amen? Palagi si Jesus sa bahay niya, siguro nakikwento sa kanya na may mga sakit, you know, ginagamot ni Lord. Anyone who gets sick, God would heal through Christ. And you know, alam ni Martha yan. Alam niya Jesus is a miracle worker. He can heal the sick. That's what she knows about Jesus. And so sabi niya kay Jesus, Lord, kung nandito ka lang, if you have been earlier you have come here, my brother would not have died. You know? But even now, sabi niya, well, anyway, even now, I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Now, take note, sabi niya, kahit ganun pa man, alam ko, kung anong hingiin mo sa Diyos, ibibigay pa rin ng Diyos sa'yo. That's the confidence of Martha towards Christ. Okay? And Jesus said to her, sinagot siya, your brother will rise again. Ang galing ng sagot, di ba? But how? We know God will bless your life. Sino sa inyo may mga problema dito? How many of you are facing problems right now, a crisis in your life? You know that that problem will be solved. You know that, right? Alam at alam nyo yan. Nakita nyo na si Lord noon eh. Paano ka tinulungan sa problema mo? But this time, sa problema na hinaharap mo, paano kaya niya gawin? Yun ang hindi mo alam. And sometimes, you just want to know everything. Gusto kasi natin malaman lahat na gagawin ng Diyos. And sometimes, hindi natin alam. And Jesus said to Martha, your brother will rise again. Yeah, that's true. Sabi ni Martha dito, Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. That's her idea. Yeah, I know, Lord, mabubuhay ulit yan. But in the day of resurrection, balang araw, someday, in a very, very far future, my brother will rise again when everyone who is dead will rise again. Yan ang iniisip niya na gawin ni Jesus. But then Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? You see, this conversation, this is important. Because before God would do something great in your life, He will talk to you. Amen? And you better listen and you better hear that. Because faith comes from hearing and hearing what God is saying. And before God does something in your life, He requires us to have faith in Him. Kailangan yun. Amen? God will do the miracle in your life. Your only responsibility is to believe. Yan ang responsibilidad mo. And God will not take away your responsibility. Amen? If God would bless you and take away your responsibility, you will not grow as a Christian. Kaya any blessing the Lord will give you, there should be a responsibility. Mga parents, mga nanay, tatay, gawin nyo yan sa mga anak nyo. Huwag nyo silang bigyan ng bigyan na hindi nyo binibigyan ng responsibilidad. Amen? Pag ako'y nagbibigay ng malaking pera sa anak ko, I make them earn it. I let them work for it. Iba yung allowance sa school. Eh, obligasyon ko yan, binibigyan ko silang allowance. But if they want to buy something, may gusto silang bilhin at medyo mahal, sasabihin ko sa kanila, okay, gawin mo muna to para sa akin. I'll give you that. And makikita mo talaga, mag-work talaga sila. Okay? The same thing with God. God can give you anything. Amen? In fact, the scripture says, God is pleased to give you His kingdom. God will give you everything He has. How do I know? Paano ko alam na gusto ng Diyos ibigay sa atin ang lahat? Paano ko nalaman? Diyan. If God will not spare His Son for you to live, He will not spare anything na kailangan mo, ibibigay niya. But somehow there should be a responsibility, and our responsibility is to believe God. That's why Jesus, He's going to do something great for Martha. Hindi pa alam ni Martha kung anong mangyayari sa susunod. She does not have an idea what will happen. But Jesus was now talking to her. Jesus was now speaking to her so she can hear and her faith will start to rise up. Sabi ni Jesus, your brother will rise again. Sabi ni Martha, yes, I believe that. But in the last day, at the resurrection day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. You know, it doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter kung kailan. If you have Jesus with you, Jesus is the resurrection. Kaya kang buhayin ng Diyos anytime. And this is what the Lord said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, faith is very much important. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Amen? Kahit mamatay, mabubuhay yan if he believes. Now, whoever lives, kung sino naman yung buhay, and who believes in me, he shall never die. And sabi ni Jesus, ang challenge niya kay Martha, do you believe this? Anong sagot nyo? Pag yan ang tanong ni Jesus sa'yo, do you believe this? Yes. Ito rin yung sagot ni Martha. And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. It's not a question of faith for Martha. She believes. How many of you believe that God will help you with the problem you're facing today? Yeah, I know. I know He will. He never fails. But how would He do it? I have no idea. Paano? Okay? And if there is a message that I would like to drive today for us to really understand, God is about to do something special for you. He's going to do something special for you. He's going to do something out of the ordinary for you. Sanay ka nang kumikita. Sanay ka may blessing palagi. Nagiging ordinaryo na sa atin ang blessing. But you know what? God is going to do something out of the ordinary for you. Something that is not usual. Ito ang mangyayari kay Martha. Jesus did not go to Bethany earlier na buhay pa si Lazarus to lay hands on Lazarus at gagaling si Lazarus kasi palaging nang nakikita ni Martha yan. Martha have seen Jesus many times heal the sick. Ordinaryo na yan sa kanya. This time, Jesus did not go immediately there to lay hands on sick Lazarus. Inantay niyang mamatay. Bakit? Kasi meron siyang gagawin na hindi pa nakita ni Martha. Kasi minsan iniisip natin, ang daming miracle si Lord, akala natin yun lang ang kaya ng Diyos. God can do beyond what you can ask or imagine. And it starts with God speaking to you so you can listen and have faith. Ito rin yung nangyari sa first reading natin. Remember, the Israelites, they were living peacefully in Israel. Naninirahan sila dyan na mapayapa. They were enjoying their life, and one day, a nation so powerful than they are took them out from Israel. Kinuha sila, they were taken captive, and they were brought to a foreign place. You just imagine in your life, tatanggalin ka sa comfort ng bahay mo. Okay? They will take away everything from you. Kinuha nila yung Israel, and Israel had to live in that foreign country. They have lost all hope. Hindi na tayo makakabalik sa lugar natin. We are not going to have our homes restored to us. Minsan yan ang nararamdaman ng taong nasunugan ng bahay. Pag nasunugan ka ng bahay, yan ang feeling mo. Paano ako babangon dito? It happened to Israel, not just to one family, it happened to all the families of Israel. They were taken captive. They were brought to a foreign place where they became slaves. Dati, may mga mayaman sa Israel. Ngayon, pare-pareho kayong mahirap. Walang mayaman, walang mahirap, pare-pareho lang kayo. The comfort of home, the comfort of having properties, the comfort of having money was totally lost. Nandun na sila sa foreign country. They were now slaves there. And they will not stay there for one day only. Okay, sana kung one day lang, uwi na kayo. Diba? Gaya ng retreat namin, the priests and the deacons and some of the men here are going to have a retreat today. Sabi ko, magre-retreat tayo. But we will not have the comfort of a hotel. Hindi tayo magbabakasyon, magre-retreat. We're going to pray in that place. And sabi ko, iba sa atin matutulog sa tent. Some of us matutulog dun sa sala. It's not comfortable, pero one day lang. Bukas, uwi kami lahat. Israel, when they were taken out of the comfort of their home, they do not know until when. Do you know how many years they stayed in that foreign country? They stayed there for 70 years. Namatay na lang yung tatay mo, hindi pa kayo makauwi. Okay? So their hope of returning home was gone. Their hope for a future for their children is already gone. Lahat ng mga dreams and, you know, all the things that you hope for your family, it's totally lost, wala na. And you know, my friends, when that happens to you, para ka na ring namatay niyan. Ha? When you lose your home, pag nawala yung tirahan mo, nawala yung pera mo, nawala yung mga kaibigan mo, you know, parang namatay ka na rin. Diba? Pareho lang. Yun lang, humihinga ka pa, pero wala ka na. And so God told Ezekiel, sabi niya, Ezekiel, in the midst of this problem, you go to my people and you prophesy to them. And so one day, si Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, he saw a vision of a valley with very dry bones. You know, when you see a bone that reminds you of death, it's death. And he sabi niya, he saw the bones and they were very dry. It means that it has been a long time na, matagal nang patay ang mga to. And this is what God said to Ezekiel. Sabi niya, Ezekiel, can these bones live again? Pwede pa bang mabuhay itong mga to? Siguro iniisip ni Ezekiel, it very dry bones, that's impossible. Pero yung kausap niya, Diyos naman eh. So sabi ni Ezekiel, hindi ko alam. Okay? Kaya minsan ganyan. Pag tinanong ka ng Diyos, huwag ka namang marunong. Kung hindi mo alam, aminin mo kaagad. Lord, hindi ko alam. Can these bones live again? And Ezekiel said, I do not know. You know, Lord. Then what did God say to Ezekiel? Sabi niya, okay, you prophesy to the bones. What is to prophesy to the bones? Speak the word of God to these bones. The word of God goes first before a miracle happens. Kaya dapat nakikinig tayo palagi. Kasi merong gagawin na special na bagay ang Diyos sa buhay mo. But if you are not listening, how can you hear if you are not listening? Kaya sabi ni Lord, you prophesy to the bones first. Now, just imagine, Ezekiel, kakausapin mo yung buto ng tao. Can you do that? Can you talk to a dead person? Eh, ginagawa ko yan. Minsan kinakausap ko yung abo ng bishop natin. Pag medyo malungkot ako, medyo nag-i-emote ako, I come here and I just talk to the ashes, you know, bishop. And I talk. Ganun ang ginagawa ni Ezekiel. He's going to speak, but this time he's going to speak the word of God to the bones. And so he prophesied to the bone. He spoke the word of God to the bones. And after he spoke to the bones, you know what happened? There was a rattling that happened. The bones started to shake. The whole valley of bones was shaking. And bone coming to bones, you know, yung daliri na nandun isa kilometro malayo, pumunta, bumalik sa kamay na pinanggalingan niya. And the bones started to come to place. And there were sinews and muscles and skin was restored to those bones. And behold, sabi ni Ezekiel, in that valley, sabi niya, there was a great army that stood before him. Nabuhay. Bumalik ang katawan nila. Pero sabi ni Ezekiel, may kulang. I see now a vast and a great army before me, but there was no breath in them. Wala silang buhay. Katawan lang. Minsan ganyan tayo. Naglalakad tayo sa mundong ito. Wala tayong purpose. Wala tayong goal sa buhay. Para tayong katawan lang na naglalakad. Parang mga zombie. Araw-araw. Saan ka punta? Aywan ko. Anong gagawin mo, Brad? Hindi ko alam. So there were now the bodies of the slain who were dead for many, many years. Now they're standing in front of him, but there was no life in them. And God spoke to Ezekiel, sabi niya, Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath. Again, the word prophesy, the word of God is very important. Then he started to speak to the breath. And you know who is the breath? The breath is the Holy Spirit. In Genesis, nung hinubog ng Diyos yung tao, when God created man out of the dust, that man na form yung katawan niya, but he is lifeless until God breathed on that soil na buhay yan, naging si Adam. And in the same way, sabi niya, the Holy Spirit, you prophesy to the breath. The Holy Spirit is also known as the breath of God, the giver of life. That's why sabi dito sa second reading natin, Paul was reminding the church, if the Spirit of God lives in you, The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, the same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies and make you alive. In Genesis, God breathed to the clay, the mud, and it became a human being and it lived. Here, the dry bones again, the breath of the Holy Spirit was upon them, nabuhay sila ulit. In the New Testament, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, the first thing He did when He saw His disciples was to breathe on them. And that breath is the breath of life. Do you have it? Yes, we do. At baptism, pag binibinyagan yung bata, kinukuha ng pari niyan, and the priest will breathe on him. Yung blessing of the oils natin nung Thursday, some of you were here, nakita niyo yung blessing of the oils. The bishop took the oil, it's just an ordinary oil, but started to breathe on it. To show us that the Holy Spirit is there and it gives life. Going back to Martha and Lazarus. Sabi ni Martha, yes, he will live again at the last day, at the resurrection day. And Jesus said, I am resurrection. I am here now. Kung saan si Lord nandun ang buhay. I am here now. And do you believe this? Martha said, yes, I believe. I even believe you are the Son of God. You are the Messiah. And you know the rest of the story, binuhay nga talaga ni Lord si Lazarus. And you know what Jesus did to raise Lazarus up? He spoke to him the same way Ezekiel spoke to the bones. Sabi ni Jesus kay Lazarus, Lazarus, rise up. Gumising ka. Ay, kuno, hindi ko ma-imagine, naririnig ba ng patay ang boses ng Diyos? Okay, yeah. Because when God speaks, when Jesus speaks, it is not just those on earth can hear Him, even those who are under the grave, even those who are in heaven, they hear the voice of Christ. Kaya mga kapatid, pag kinausap ka ng Diyos, makinig ka. Kasi pati yung patay naririnig yan. Okay? Pati yung anghel sa langit naririnig pag siya ang nagsalita. Ikaw lang naman ang hindi nakikinig. Kaya ikaw lang ang walang buhay. Amen? We have to listen to God. You're going through a tough time in your life today. You're going through problems with your family, with your business, with people around you. Anong nangyayari? Parang dry bones ka na. Father, I'm so weak. Wala akong magawa sa problema ko. Yes, physically, buhay ka. But mentally, spiritually, morally, you're already dying. And you need to hear what God has to say. That's why the season of Lent, the time of listening to God, taking away the things that will distract you in your life, taking away those things na sagabal sa buhay mo na marinig mo ang Diyos. Kaya sinasabi ko palagi, Lent is the time that we take the things out so that there will be less of me and more of God in my life. Lent is a time to be silent kasi sanay ako, palagi lang akong naririnig. Naririnig ko lang yung boses ko palagi, but we never be silent to hear what God has to say. God is about to do something special for you. God is going to do something out of the ordinary for you. God is about to do something not the usual for you. Something great, something of greater glory is about to happen in your life. When I pray every day, I see that something of greater glory is going to happen to our community. May mangyayari sa simbahan natin. It is going to be a glorious event what will take place in our church. But the challenge of Jesus is this: do you believe this? Amen? And we say, yes, Lord, we believe this. We continue to affirm our faith in that. And guess what? When the time comes, it happens, we will all be surprised at what God will do. God can do beyond what you can ask or imagine. The problem you see today in your life, tomorrow you will not see that anymore. Tomorrow you will be on your knees, lifting your hands to God and just praising God and saying, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hindi ko talagang naakalang gagawin mo to para sa akin. I never thought you'd do this for me. No matter how great the difficulties you have to go through, no matter how great the problem is, things will happen as God would do something great for you. May mangyayari talaga sa buhay mo.